An Irish Night Before Christmas by Sarah Kerwin Blazek. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and down the Glen Lane, the candles they twinkled in each window pane. The Angelus chimed while into their beds climbed 11 thank gods to rest wee sleepy heads. Herself shut the latch on the owl wooden door. Meself piled the turf on the hearth once more. "Aunt Musha," says she, "I'll make me some tea." "Ah, make some for me, me Cushla McCree." "Don't tell that to me, old Paddy McGee. Sure it's stout that you're after when you're not after me." "Ara," says I, "God forgive me, what matter? But sure begara, what is that clatter?" The moon, as if laughing, played tricks on the stones. They smiled out like jewels from green fields and roads. "Ah, wish you God help me, in front of me eyes, sure a donkey and a cart sailing clear through the skies." I wouldn't be joking, I saw them meself. I rubbed me old eyes, and out jumped a wee elf. No sooner I turned, by the good saints in heaven, out jumped not one, but a magical 11. As cute as the devil, in his Aran and green, stood Elf Father Christmas, looking ever so keen. He shouted out orders to the top of the thatch, "Slide down the chimney and throw open the latch. Now up Sean, up Patrick, up Kevin and Kerry, up Colum and Carmick, up Angus, don't you tarry." As quiet as church mice, they bounced on the floor. Those wee ones so clever, they opened the door. Father Christmas, he entered, so full of good cheer. Irish eyes twinkling, whispered, "God save all here." His hair, it was wiry, his beard soft as down, a robust old buckle, face freckled and round. In one hand his blackthorn, and over his back were crackers and treasures in a well-worn sack. He eyed a plum pudding, the loveliest scene. He laughed to himself as he spied the potsheen. "Ah, sure the dampness, it bothers me ill tired back. Sure I'll have one small sup while I unload me sack." The wee ones, they giggled and they scampered about, filling up stockings and sipping the stout. The time passed so quickly with laughing and fun. It wasn't so long when the work was all done. When all of a sudden a table was tipped, plum pudding and trifle lazily dripped. "We'll be on our way, boys," said Elf Father Christmas. And just then came a noise, and out came the missus.
"Jesus, Mary and Joseph."
The wee ones and Santa finished her stout. Down the stair came herself, shouting, "Out, rascals, out!" Sherelle Neddy the donkey, with unshod hoof, was happily waiting while he was eating the roof. They jumped in the cart, not a moment to spare. Down the Glen Lane, their cart it did tear. For it's ne'er a Christmas when everything's right. But the wind at our backs, sure the world's looking bright. Father Christmas exclaimed, "For wherever we roam, Nullig Hunnigwich, there's no place like home." Merry Christmas to one and to all.